Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania, by Eric Larson. By Saturday, May 1st, the heat wave had dissipated. The morning was cold, the sky pewter. The temperature made it easier for passengers arriving at Cunard's Pier 54 to transport their belongings, for now they could simply wear their heavy coats, rather than bearing them draped over their arms along with all the other things they carried. Their canes, umbrellas, valises, parcels, books, and babies, all in evidence on the sidewalk outside the terminal, as a long black line of taximeter cabs emerged from 11th Avenue and pulled close to the curb. All these things were captured on film by a motion picture camera stationed just outside the entrance to the terminal. Now and then a face appeared in startling close-up, with that look travelers have always had over time. Stern, concentrating, trying to pay the cabbie, hold the cane and gloves, the empty glove fingers flexing like a cow's udder, and still keep track of the suitcase and trunk receding into the Cunard terminal. At the far side of the building, the Lusitania's hull rose high above the wharf in a black wall of steel and rivets. The ship seemed as indestructible as anything that could be imagined, even for an age that imagined well and placed so much trust in immensity and invention.